Welcome to Shutter the Dark podcast. Today we're going to be talking about anti-Semitism, and more than just talking about anti-Semitism, we're also going to be talking about how this most recent surge in hate across America, across the
world for the Jewish people, and how hate in general is just not a good thing for nobody. Now, I want to start out with some verses. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. God loves all of us. God wants all of us to be united. And especially as Christians, that is something that we are to do. We are to follow our biblical faith, follow the principles of Christianity, but we are not to hate. We may disagree with certain behaviors, lifestyles, and other things, but we are definitely not allowed to hate anyone. God does not want us to do these things. Increase in hate after October 7th of 2023, where the Jewish people, Israel, was attacked and families were slaughtered. And after this, Israel started the incursion, invasion into Palestine to stop the Hamas. And we've been in this war since 2023, it's escalated. A lot of bad things have happened to Palestinian and Jewish citizens. But I don't want to dive deep into the politics here. But the point is, we've got a lot of dissension and we've got a lot of anti-Semitism. But God wants us to love one another. God wants us to be united, whether it's racial relations, whether it's the Jewish people or black and white people or any other racial divides. God doesn't want us to have those divides. God wants us to be united as Christians, brothers and sisters. Maybe other people have options. Other religions may have options to hate or to go after another religion. But as Christians, we do not have the option to hate. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 35. Opening his mouth, Peter said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him." I encourage you to go read the chapters in Acts, chapter 10. Find out the full story there. This is a call to action. Read Acts 9, 10, and 11. Get the full story. But this is when Peter comes to realization that when he was hanging out with just his Jewish brothers, God sent correction. So this is what we're supposed to do as Christians too. We should not have anti-anything, except for maybe anti-hate. God does not want us divided. We are the ones that are dividing us. This is our fault. October 7th, 2023, set off a whole bunch of very negative demonstrations across college campuses, across the United States of America, I believe in foreign countries also, of anti-Semitism. They were pro-Palestinian protests that in some cases, maybe not all the cases, targeted Jewish students and targeted Jewish people. I'm not saying that all of those demonstrations did that, but we know there were a few. And for instance, 2021 in New York, we had 416 anti-Semitic actions. 2022 in New York, we have 580 actions, anti-Semitism. 2023 in New York was 1,218 anti-Semitic actions. This is from the ADL. So think about that. In 2024 in New York, we had 1,437 anti-Semitic actions. See the dramatic increase in hate? Instead of trying to find a method of stopping the war, they protested a war, but they did not want to stop the war, find a solution for both sides. They protested on campus in America, thousands of miles away from Palestinians and the Jewish Israel. The Hamas here is the real trouble, because the Hamas is a terrorist organization that attacked Israel all the time. They would send rockets over, and everybody knows about the Israel Dome, and Israel would knock out the rockets. But the Hamas would do this on a regular basis, and Israel did not invade. But on October 7th, when the Hamas raced in and slaughtered innocent families, it wasn't a Jewish military base. It wasn't a Jewish government building. It wasn't a targeted attack. It was an attack to simply kill Jewish people. A military attack is where military focuses on a governmental military unit or governmental place versus just killing and slaughtering innocent citizens. So we need to, one, I really think with this rise in anti-Semitism, as Christians, we need to support our Jewish brothers and sisters. We need to support through prayer, and with this support, we also should pray that peace will come to Israel. Yes, I think the end of the war near. I don't know what the solution is. We need to pray that there's healing. All I know is that reading the Bible and praying and not being anti-Semitic is what we have to do as Christians. We shouldn't be anti-Palestine either. One of the most interesting things I was looking at is the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, has, and the FBI has pointed out different organizations. Of course, there's the white supremacists that hate the Jewish people, the typical Nazi hate group type thing. They probably hate everybody. And then recently, since October 7th, 2023, groups have participated in some of the protests. I don't know if these groups all were part of anti-Semitism. Maybe all these groups may be anti-Semitic, or maybe some of these groups are just wanting to stop the war. I don't know the breakdown in each one of these groups. Here are some of the groups. They call Students for Justice in Palestine, Party for Socialism and Liberation, Jewish Voice for Peace, Palestinian Youth Movement, Students for Democratic Society, Within Our Lifetime, are just some of the groups from the college campuses and protests around. And maybe each one of these groups are not out there hurting or physically attacking or wanting to hurt the Jewish people. But what happens when you have a lot of anti-Jewish sentiment, you get bad actors. And just recently, this month, there was a young couple that was killed in Washington, D.C. by a pro-Palestinian protester. He's not a protester. He's a alleged murderer. He allegedly killed two young Jewish people. So as we see these lone actors out there participating in violence, when we're part of any group, whether we're pro this, anti this, or whatever, we don't need to be calling for violence. Even the Democratic Party, a lot of the leadership has called take it to the streets and things like that. That's crazy. That's not the way we do things. That's why we elect Congress people, so we don't take it to the streets. We take it to the courtrooms. But there's been a call for violence. Many people, some very subtly, and some saying it in such a way that they could deny that they called for violence. So a bunch of silly, it's something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. But God doesn't want us to do this. So we need to pray for peace, yes, but we need to pray for unity among the people and that hearts get changed. Because we can make change without violence. We can make change with laws, regulations, prayer, reading our Bible, loving one another, uniting together to find a solution. And a solution is not always going to be something that everybody likes or all the groups are happy with. That's not what debate is about. That's not how things work. I don't understand the hate. I don't hate anyone because of the color of their skin, because they're Jewish, they're Islamic, Muslim, or what they are. We're supposed to love everyone. We may disagree with them. We don't have to affirm somebody else's beliefs. But we do have to respect their beliefs as long as it doesn't cross the line into violence, into anti-Semitism, into hurting another person. As long as their beliefs stay on the side of, we disagree with you, but we're not going to hurt you. We're going to work with you, even though we disagree. But everybody seems so polarized right now. I mean, it's but God wants us not to be anti-Semitic, that is for sure. And I just thought I just needed to say something that God really wants us together. And here in Revelations, the last book of the Bible, in chapter 7, verses 9, in these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, for every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. All nations, every nation, all tribes, all peoples, and tongues were represented. This means that God wants us to love one another, not to hate one another. We need to be honest with people. We need to say that violence is unacceptable. Those statements of violence are unacceptable. You need prayer when you're doing that, because if you're a professed Christian running around saying, we need to do such and such to this person and we need to attack them, that's not Christian. That's not the way we're supposed to be. I do understand that when certain things happen, we sometimes draw our little groups and we get all upset. But God didn't ask us to be in our feelings. God didn't ask us to draw lines. God wants us to be together, and he's said it multiple times in the Bible. There's many more verses in the Bible. Look them up, see how many you can find. And if you can't find them all yourself, go to Chadden. Say, give me a list of verses about unity. And just go into that list of verses and read through them. Go back to the chapters and study them. And make a better podcast than this one. But I just wanted to get this out because the rhetoric that is out there right now, I don't like Trump or I don't like Biden. Trump is the president. He'll be here for 3 years and 6 months now. 7 months. And if you're pro-Trump, pro-Democrat, whatever, it doesn't matter. Look at what the people on your side of the aisle, whether it's Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or what are they saying? Are they calling for violence? Do your leaders call for violence? Or are they taking actions to stop violence? These are things that we need to look at. We need to stop. We need to think. We need to pray. We need to read our Bible. And I'm telling you, praying, especially right now, is so important. Right now, I've heard rumors. I don't know a whole lot about it. I'll research it a little bit more. But that there's a call to attack Christian churches. Going out there spewing this rhetoric of anti-Semitism. Now, most of those people, I'm pretty sure, are not going to go out there and hurt someone. But you get that lone actor. It encourages somebody that does not critically think, that does not pray, that doesn't know God, that has a big hole in their heart, and they fill that with the hate, and then they do something like kill a young couple. And that's the same thing ISIS is doing, or whatever the terrorist group of the month is. They're just calling for attacks on Christian churches. Christians, we do not call for violence. We can protect ourselves, yes, but we definitely don't call for violence. We don't participate in violence. I would not participate in a protest that was violent. If I was protesting I'm a pro-life person, because I'll be honest, not because I'm a Christian, but because I held my son in my arms and I said, how could you kill a little baby? That's why I'm pro-life. Yes, God doesn't want us to kill little babies, but I'm not going to go hurt a woman that is going to get an abortion. I'm not going to block her way. I'm not going to become violent. I'm not going to scare a woman that does that. That's not what we do. And pro-choice people shouldn't be attacking pro-life people. We can disagree. We can disagree all day long. And overall, you're never going to change anything if you don't pray to God. So as Christians, that's where we need to put our focus on. We need to put our focus in the prayer. We've got Christian organizations out there fight for the Christian principles, and they're out there fighting all the time. That's how we fight. We fight through the laws. We fight through implementing laws. We don't call for violence. We don't participate in violence. This has been Shutter the Dark Podcast. Please read Acts 10, chapter 10, Acts 9 and 11, and just pray about some of these verses. Look up some other verses. And if you hear this and you can put a comment in, give some other verses, give some insight, or maybe there is something positive that we can do. What positive can we do out there instead of add to this rhetoric of hate, this rhetoric of violence? That we even have politicians now doing. That's silly. That's not even adult. Thank you for listening to the Shutter the Dark Podcast. God bless. I'll catch you guys next week.